are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Eddie Johnson with 1 second to go. He's shot. It's good.
Detroit basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Now, listen, I was going to go into my like normal intro. You know, this is your host, Kuka Hill. You can find me on Twitter at Kuka Hill NBA, blah, blah, blah. You can find me on YouTube, Kuz Ballroom. You can find me over at Detroit Bad Boys, writing articles about the Pistons. But I can't go too far into the podcast while ignoring this obvious thing going on here that you guys probably picked up instantly in the intro. I have lost my voice. I'm trying to fight through it, and I'm trying to continue on the podcast, but I have lost my voice. Yesterday, I'm recording this on the 20th. On the 19th, we had the Golden State Warriors versus Lakers game, and it just so happened to be my fiance's birthday as well. So we had a bunch of our friends over. We had like a big game night, whatever. And when 10 o'clock rolled around, we all sat down to watch the game. And let's just say I'm a big Steph Curry guy. I didn't think I was yelling. I didn't think I was being loud. I don't know why, how I've lost my voice, to be honest. I don't know how this happened. But apparently, I guess I was screaming a little bit too much with me and my boys while watching this game, specifically after what was going on at the end of the game, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how this has happened. But, yeah, I've lost my voice. And so, like I said, I'm trying to fight through it. It's going to be a quick episode today. You know what today is? It's Friday. So it's going to be Are You Drinking the Kool-Aid segment. It's not going to sound the same as the other ones because, like I said, obviously you guys can hear. I've lost my voice. But we're going to continue it, and we're going to try to make the best of it as we can. But also, like, if you guys listening right now are like, man, this, I feel you, Koo. I know you're trying to fight through it, but we just don't really want to hear this voice right now. Hey, I don't blame you guys at all. But I'm definitely trying to fight through it to give you guys the content you guys deserve and to continue to give you guys the every weekly Kool-Aid segment. So we're gonna get it going here. But like I said, I don't blame you guys at all if you guys go ahead and say, listen, man, we're gonna take a tune out here. Hope you get better, but we're gonna back out this one. So is what it is. But all right, let's go ahead and get right into this. Get into the Kool-Aid segment. I had not as many submissions this week. But that's fine. We can I'm cool with that. We can do as many as you guys submit. But first one we'll go ahead and go with is from Chubbs GB. He says, with NBA Summer League this year and with Killian, Saban, Sadiq, Beef Stew, maybe even Sekou, 91, and our new rooks, you're drinking the Kool-Aid on us winning the whole thing. Am I drinking the Kool-Aid on that one?
Yeah.
I think, Chubbs, I think this is the first time I've ever had been able to use the soundboard on the very first submission. So unless I'm wrong, when you guys pointed out to me, but I think that's the first time ever. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a good little brownie point right there. We'll go ahead and give you a gold star. You can hold that on, put that in your Twitter bio that you got a good little gold star for being the first person to have the first submission, get the soundboard. But yeah, I think the Pistons may actually dominate the summer league. Look, we're talking about this because of submission, but I definitely don't want to get to a point where we're celebrating this like the Lakers did like a few years ago with Lonzo in there and what was it, Kuzma, et cetera. And they were talking about, oh, this is the start of a new, what was it? What did Magic say? Like a new era coming in, or we're bringing LA back and this is the start. We're not going to celebrate this thing. Even if the Pistons win it, you're not going to see me celebrating it. But I definitely think the Pistons have a good chance with Killian, Saban playing as well, Sadiq Bey, Beef Stew, Sekou, 91, the new rookies, even like, and then obviously the other guys that you get for the Summer League that aren't technically your guys. But I think they're going to dominate it with, obviously, if Sadiq plays, which I don't think he's going to, but if they do make him, if he does end up playing, I mean, Sadiq was a starter all year last year in the NBA, and it's likely going to be on rookie first team. He's going to dominate down there. Beef Stew also is probably going to just bully people around and just throw people around. And then even Sekou dominates down in the G League when he goes down. Like, his numbers look really good, and he goes down there, starts doing things that you don't see him do up in the NBA, which who knows why that is. But he dominates down there. So imagine in the summer league, I think Sekou would go down there and dominate those guys as well. Civitas, I think Civitas could play. That could do really good for him. Like in the last, like what was it, last two games he played when he actually got minutes of the season, he actually looked way better than I thought that all of us thought he would look like. So who knows how he'd look down there. He probably would do pretty good down there as well. And then also the Pistons are going to have a top draft pick, and you'd figure that this top draft pick would go down there and basically dominate as well. So I don't know. I think that I would agree with that. I think the Pistons could win the summer league, but like I said, we're not going to celebrate that like the Lakers did. That's pitiful and kind of embarrassing that it was that big of a storyline back when they won it. But anyways, we'll continue on to the next question. Next one is from Motor City Hoops, who we just had on the podcast this week. If you haven't listened to it already, we had him on. His name was Bryce. We had him on the podcast, and we dove into some film about Sekou and Killian Hayes. And then we also talked about Sadiq Bey and Zach Lowe leaving him off his all-rookie team. We talked about whether winning should be involved in all-rookie teams, etc. So go check that podcast out from earlier in the week. But he submits that Sadiq Bey will be the Pistons' leading scorer for an entire season at least once in the next 5 years. All right, so that's actually a really good question. That right there might be one of the better questions asked to me. Do I think he could, in the next 5 years? So I had to analyze this real quick. So I don't think he's ever going to do it while Jeremy Grant's on the team. So that's good. Let's say the next 2 years, and I think Jeremy Grant might be extended. So I'd say, like, let's just say next 3 years, I think Jeremy Grant is going to be at least over him. And then I also believe that if the Pistons were to get Cade or Jalen Green or something, I think they'd probably score more than he does. So that one, I don't know. I can see the route to him doing it. I want, like, if he does it, I'm not going to be like completely shocked. But if you're asking me if I had to say yes or no, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he may be like second or third. And like I said, if he does do it, I won't be surprised. I'm just going to predict that he does not do it. I think Jeremy's in front of him. I think this draft pick coming up is going to be in front of him. And then, to be quite honest with you, I know a lot of people will probably laugh at this right now, but I think in like four, like 3 to 5 years from now, I think Killian could even be up there. Like, Killian has really good separation. Like, he's able to get separation, and if he can get his shot to come around, Killian is not like – this is actually – let me go on just a tiny bit of rant real quick. Sorry. Even with the voice like this. You guys can always trust me to go on a little bit of a rant. Even with the raspy voice, man, I got y'all. But this is something I really, like, got on my nerves a little bit, is that Killian kind of said this when he came back. He said it in a post game, is that when he was overseas, he was the guy. Like, overseas, Killian wasn't just some guy just passed the ball and didn't try to shoot the ball or anything. Like, he was the guy. He's capable. Like, that was what he was doing. So I really hope, and some of the quotes from Dwayne Casey and some of the quotes from just around the team, I hope that they don't try to turn him into this, like just simple passer or playmaker and take that the aggressiveness that he showed overseas and all that away from him, because he can be a really good – I think he has the potential to be a really good scorer. He's not that right now at all. He has to be able to hit his shots. But he's able to get separation on from beyond the arc, on middies, etc. So I think if he can get the shot together, I'm not going to be shocked if Killian ends up doing that as well at least once. So that was the little rant. I just hope that the Pistons don't, like, turn him into a strictly only passer after one season. So, but anyways, yeah, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. That's long-winded. But, yeah, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid on the Sadiq Bey being a lead scorer one of the next five seasons. But, I mean, I won't be mad if he does it. If he does do it, I definitely won't be mad. But it is what it is. When we come back, we're going to continue with the Kool-Aid segment. We're going to continue with your guys' submissions. But first, let me tell you about one of our sponsors, Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me with, by the way, not only am I dealing with a raspy voice, I completely destroyed my back this past week playing basketball. I irritated it and then just kept trying to play through it and just destroyed it. So try not to be like me, but just try to make it through the day tension-free. Theragun can help you. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension, issuing a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. I have one of those as well. It's pretty dope. But the Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good. It gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using the Gaines signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stresses of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova,
hundreds of thousands of customers, and myself. Try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/lockedon right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/lockedon. We are going to continue with the Kuwait segment, but yeah, man, it's just, I not only is it the voice, man, it's my back too. Like, I'm walking around looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, man. I'm not joking either. My girl, I've been having my girl massage my back and have to like help me like strain my back out just to stretch it. Like, it's been tough for me, man. Now I have to deal with the voice too. Like, come on, it's been a rough week for me, man. It's been a rough week, but. Anyways, we're going to keep it going, though. We're fighters over here. We're going to keep it trucking. The next question is going to be from Ehab. He says, if Golden State Warriors end up with Minnesota's pick at 7-10 and offer to package that with Wiseman for Jeremy Grant and some seconds, do I take the deal? Huh. I'm going to lean no. I'm going to say no, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, but I think it's interesting. Getting a first-round pick in this draft, in that range, apparently, according to how Torrey Weaver feels, he doesn't believe there's like any franchise-altering guys, which I said on a few podcasts ago. I think he might be lying. I'm pretty sure he's lying, to be honest. But if he really does feel that way, he feels like there's a bunch of really good players. And I know there's that one prospect, is it Brooke Knight, that's rising up people's draft boards, and it's been reported that Torrey Weaver really likes him as well. I don't know. If the Pistons get like top five pick, get their guy, and then – let's say like at 7, Brooke Knight, or I think that's his name, is still there, and you're also getting Wiseman in return. I mean, I could see them doing that. It's just that the thing that holds it back is that, Wiseman, I don't know how people feel, the Pistons feel about Wiseman. I think he's an elite prospect, to be honest, for me. Obviously, he's not like as well-liked in Golden State because Golden State's not trying to, like, they're trying to win right now, and they don't really have time for waiting. But anyways, the thing that holds it back is I don't know how they feel about Wiseman. And two, Jeremy Grant, I think, is not going to be leaving here unless it's like an offer that blows them away. I don't think this would blow them away. Jeremy Grant has had like listed too many reasons why he signed in Detroit, and his relationship with Troy Weaver along with the city of Detroit and playing for a black coach and all that stuff. I just don't see the Pistons trading him at all unless they get hit with a deal that just blows them away, and I don't think that's one. So, no, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid on that one. So, next one, we got Fade for Cunningham. We're going to go ahead and say his actual at is Troy Davis. We're going to go by that, but I like the username. He says, Pistons draft Cade, move him to the 2 spot, and play him and Hayes at the same time. Yeah! I am drinking the Kool-Aid on that. Like I've told you guys, though, I have not done like real in-depth stuff about these draft guys. I'm going to start soon. I promise. We're going to start next week or maybe starting like 2 weeks from now. I don't know yet, but at some point soon, we're going to start having a bunch of draft people on, and we're going to start asking them questions about it. It's going to happen soon. But based off the limited knowledge I know, I think that would have to be the plan anyways. The Pistons aren't going to just make Killian Hayes a backup point guard. And Killian, I mean, they could even move Killian to the off-guard spot. I think, and it doesn't really matter who is the 2. I think that's like kind of, what's the word, prehistoric kind of with certain teams. Because, like, they could just call both of them guards and just both of them can handle the ball. And then whoever, like, they want guarding the 2 guy on the other team, whatever, depending on matchups, I guess. But they could just call both of them guards. They don't have to call one a point guard and one a shooting guard. They could just say we have 2 guards in our lineup and just leave it at that. So it doesn't matter. Like I said, Killian Hayes at 2, Cade at 2, either way. I see that happening. So, yeah, I'll drink the Kool-Aid on that one. Next one is from Jacob Castro. He says, the Pistons will finally move up into the lottery and get the first pick. Listen, man, so I'm going to do like a kind of reverse jinx here. I want to believe this with all my heart, and I'm praying every day that this ends up happening. But I know damn well with the luck I got and the curse that I've had. Like I don't know if you guys noticed, but every time I made a video this year on YouTube about a player, like Josh Jackson, for example, I made like 2 or 3 videos about him, and each time right after he got hurt, I made a video about Sekou, then he gets out the lineup. I made a video about Jeremy Grant, then he was out the lineup. Who else did I make a video about? I made a video about someone else as well. And then, I think it might have been Frank Jackson or something. Someone else I made a video and it also, like, sabotaged them. But so I'm apparently a curse. So I refuse to say I drink the Kool-Aid on this one because I swear to God, I feel like if I do, they're going to be guaranteed to drop all the way to six just because I said something. So I'm not going to say something. I'm going to say, actually, Jacob, how dare you ask me that question? Of course they're not going to move up. It's the Pistons. They'll never move up. They never have, never will. You see, there you go. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to work right there. That right there will work, I promise. Next question is going to be from Troy Davis again. He says, Stewart will be top 10 in rebounds next season. I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid on that one. And there's two reasons why. One, that would be a hell of a lot of rebounds. I don't think Isaiah Stewart's going to be that type of rebounder. Maybe he could. I don't think he's going to do it next year. And two, I'm not sure. Like, are we sure that Isaiah Stewart's going to start next year? Are we 100% sure? Like, I know a lot of people want to say he is, and they want to believe he is, and they love him, and they want him to start. But, like, Mason Plumlee wasn't bad this year. He was actually pretty good. And you know what? Dwayne Casey loves himself some veterans. And really, Mason Plumlee just wasn't that bad this year. Like, he was fine. And so, I don't know if it's a guarantee that Isaiah Stewart starts next year. Like, it may happen. If you ask me, should it happen? Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd say so. But Mason Plumlee, I don't think, certainly did anything to lose the starting job, really. And I don't know. So I with the non-guarantee that he will be a starter next year, and then also combine that with the fact that I just don't think that he's that type of rebounder. Cause I think he struggles with defensive rebounding. I should look at the numbers right now, but I know at one point he was really struggling with it. So I just don't know. I don't think he'll be top 10. I think that's hefty expectations. So I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid on that one. Next one is going to be actually, yeah, we can do one more. The next one is going to be from Derek Brooks. He says, Killian Hayes with a full training camp, strength and conditioning program, summer league, and a year being back in the States under his belt would be the second best player on the Pistons next year. Okay, now that one, that is some hefty stuff. So I don't think he's going to be better than Jeremy Grant even with all that stuff. Now after that, it's an open race between anybody. I think the only reason why, the only thing that's stopping me from hitting this damn Kool-Aid soundboard, actually, you know what? We might make this a rare occasion. This might be a one-off type of thing where I hit the Kool-Aid soundbar, but don't, it's like I kind of agree, but kind of don't, and we hit it anyways. Actually, you know what? I can't do that. I can't cheat. I can't cheat it out. So look, I'm going to say I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, but this is why. The only thing that's holding me up is because if the Pistons do get the first pick, I just don't think he's going to be better than Cade. From everything I've heard about Cade, Cade's supposed to be like this franchise-altering guy. He's clear number one. So if the Pistons do end up getting number one, getting Cade, he's not going to be better than Cade. If he is better than Cade, the Pistons just sped their rebuild like 2 years. Or Cade sucks, and that will break my heart. But that's going to be what held me up. If you're telling me I can take this year's draft picks out, and I'm just talking about the roster, I probably would hit this Kool-Aid because I think that's a very real possibility. If Killian just gets one more offseason of a legit NBA offseason, I think he could come back and be incredibly good. So I would click it if we were talking about without the rookies. But since you didn't specify on that, and I don't know if he would be, I can't click it. I'm sorry. But it is what it is. When we come back, we're going to continue with the Kool-Aid segment. We're going to end the podcast with a few more submissions from you guys. But before we get to that, let me tell you about one of our sponsors, BetOnline AG. Betting is now legal in Michigan. And if you're anything like me, you want to take advantage of that instantly. However, there was one problem I ran into. There's just so many different apps to bet through. Which betting app is the best to use? Which betting app is the best for me? That's where I found BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NFL season might be over, but the NBA playoffs, MLB, and NHL are still in full swing. If you want to take your adventures beyond sports, however, BetOnline has you covered there too. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, reality TV, things I didn't even think you could bet on. BetOnline has real-time updated odds and props on just about anything you can imagine. BetOnline is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to BetOnline now to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And we are going to wrap up the podcast with a few more submissions for Are You Drinking the Kool-Aid from you guys. I didn't get as many this week, but we still got enough to fill out an episode, I believe. So we'll go ahead and go with this next question, which is from Plum Dog Millionaire. He says, a Piston player will be up for Most Improved Player Award next season.
Yeah!
So, I think they do. But this is a stipulation right here. I don't know, like, I'm not as well-versed on the history of Most Improved Players. But I don't know if they would be kind or willing to give, as willing to give it to, let's say, like, because who I'm thinking about is Killian Hayes, of course. I think Killian could win it because of his rookie season, the jump I expect him to make in his second season. So I don't know if they would give it to a rookie to a sophomore season because it's kind of like expected jump. So I'm not sure if they would do that. I don't know how many times they've done that in history. I'd have to do like a deep dive research. I'm not sure how many times that's happened, if ever. But that would be my prime candidate. But then also you could even – there's a couple other people I think you could even do. So I think maybe if like Josh Jackson's doing it, I think maybe Josh Jackson could do it. I think Frank Jackson could possibly – well, not actually win the award, but I think they'll be like in the – there's a future where I can see where Josh Jackson is being talked about as possible. Frank Jackson is being talked about as possible. Isaiah Stewart is being talked about as possible. Hamidou Diallo is being talked about as an option. But then also, you guys know I was saving this one for the last. Don't be surprised. This is one of Kuka Hill's little hot takes. I'm not going to go ahead and predict it right now, though I might do it in the summer on one of the other podcasts. Be ready for that one. I'm not going to say it now, but I also will say it could be an option where Sekou Doumbouya is being mentioned in that most improved player conversation. Don't rule it out. I'm not making the hot take that it will happen. I'm not making the hot take that he's going to be a leading person for it or even in the conversation. I'm simply saying that these are all the players that could be in it. Now, I also will say stay tuned for multiple podcasts in the summer. Stay tuned every single one because I may come with a hot take depending on one of these players. I'm not giving any hints. But they do have a lot of options, I think. I really do. I think they have a lot of people where you can see the future where they possibly are in the running for most improved player of the world. So, yeah, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid on that one. I honestly think that if they do allow for people who are rookies going into their sophomore year, I think Killian Hayes probably obviously has the highest chance of doing it. And if they do allow that to happen, I honestly think if voters are okay with that, I think Killian really will be in the conversation for that if that is the case. But, yeah, I think the Pistons have a lot of options for that. So, good question. We're going to go to the next question. It's from Pistons Pride. He says, the Lakers make it out of the first round. See, man, I don't like the position you've put me in here because just to give you guys a little background, my friends, I have a few friends who are complete LeBron stans, and I don't hate LeBron. I used to hate LeBron in high school. I don't hate him now, even though that whole, I'm seeing three different rims, but I just shot the middle one. Man, when I tell you I've never like felt so sick to my stomach of just like, what the hell are you saying? Type thing. Like, if you can't get any more corny than that, like, bro, like, it got to a point where, like, even NBA players are making fun of him for saying, like, bro, come on, cut it out. You were not seeing no three damn rims. Cut it the hell out. Like, come on, bro. He be doing that too much, man. That's the one thing I can't stand about him. He be trying to just, let me not turn into a LeBron narrative. But anyways, my point is that I have a lot of LeBron stans as friends. So if they find out on this podcast that I make the hot take that they do not make it out the first round, when they do make it out the first round, they are going to spam me on my phone with, they'll probably go through this clip, record the clip, and just keep sending it in the group over and over of me saying, I am drinking the Kool-Aid on this. They'll probably just keep sending it over and over. I wouldn't be surprised if they take the little cover photo I have for the Kool-Aid segment and just kept sending my face in there. I'm serious. This is the type of thing they do. This is the type of thing they're about. So I'm incapable of really answering your question, honestly. I'm sorry. I can't do it, so I'm going to say I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. Even though I do think it's going to be tough for Phoenix to beat them, it's going to be tough for them to get out the first round, but you will not get me to actively hurt myself by saying that I think they will not get out the first round just so everyone can come clip me with it and spam the hell out of me with it. That's one thing I won't do. I'll make hot takes about everything else, but when it comes to LeBron James, I can't stand his stands, I can't stand his fans, so I will not even come close to trying to make a hot take about him and risk the chance of them coming and hoarding me and just leave this. Oh God, I won't even take the chance. I'm sorry, man. I know it's a little bit of a cop out, but I'm sorry. I can't do it. But now we are here with the last question from my guy, Rob Fritz. Now, before I even read his question, I've told you guys many times to download the Locker Room app about how cool it is and to join me in these rooms I do with Duncan Smith and a bunch of other Piston people on Monday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, even though Duncan, if you're listening to this, man, I don't appreciate you canceling today's session, man. I look forward to it every 2 o'clock each one of these days. You know this. I tell you this, man. I don't appreciate it. But Rob is in there all the time, and we run these trivia questions at the end with Keith Black, the one I tell you guys all the time is the historian of history itself. Rob is always in there, and I'll tell you this, if you don't want to go in there and talk about basketball, seeing Rob completely ruin Keith's day every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday by guessing every single one of his answers, and just like, you can hear the despair in Keith's voice each time Rob answers one of his tough trivia questions, it's absolutely hilarious, and it's worth it every time. Like, I don't ever answer the questions correctly. Like, I never have, like, half the questions are, like, before I'm alive type of stuff. So I never answer, but I sit back and hearing Rob just make Keith mad, man. It's funny. But anyways, let's get back to your question, Rob. He says, Killian Hayes will be in the most improved discussion next season. Ah, okay. See, we were just talking about this. We were just talking about this earlier on another question. So you guys should already know what the answer is going to be. I do believe that Killian Hayes will be in the most improved discussion next year. Now, whether he actually wins it or not, I'm not going to make that a hot take. But I do think that if he takes the needed steps forward that I think a lot of us believe he can, once he gets an actual offseason of NBA development, NBA strength and conditioning, gets himself a summer league, actually has a training camp, actually has an NBA preseason, once he actually gets to experience all that stuff, I do think he's going to make a jump. Now, whether he wins it, like I said earlier in the podcast, I don't know if they like do that with rookies turning sophomores, since it's like usually expected for a rookie to get better his second season. I don't know if they do that, but I do believe that he'll be in discussion for it either way, because I think he's going to be much better this season or next season, especially with like the numbers as well. Like he may have like the same kind of, what's the word I should look for here? Like efficiency or impact on the game. But I do think his numbers at very least are going to be a lot better next season, which is what people really look at for most improved. Just, okay, let's look at his basic box score numbers. Oh, he went from averaging 5 points a game to 15 points a game. Let's throw him in the most improved category. But yeah, either way, I think Killian's going to be in that discussion next year for sure. And I also like the little response you got to that, Rob, from Jacob Schirmacher, which I hope I said your name right. I'm sorry. He says MVP. Used the wrong letter. We're not going to go that far, Jacob. Let's reel it in. Let's reel it in now. Let's take it easy. I understand you guys love Killian, man. I understand it may have been a little bit of a troll, too. But we can't be doing those type of trolls. We can't be doing that. We got to take it easy, because we know how us Pistons fans are. We have this like jinx with us that if we want anything special, we want anything good to happen to us, as soon as we talk about it, the opposite happens. So we just have to stop. We have to stop saying those kind of things, speaking those kind of things into existence, because almost always the opposite happens. But anyways, that's the end of the Kool-Aid segment. Thank you guys all who participated in it. I appreciate it. Like I always say, I love interacting with you guys. I love that I have some people who always submit. I love that there's a lot of people who seem to really like this segment. Like I've mentioned this to you guys before. I really just got lucky with my name being Koo. Because, like, I wouldn't have thought about drinking a Kool-Aid if my name was, like, James or something. Like, you don't say, are you drinking the James-Aid or something. Or, like, Tim. I say Tim because I'm looking at this Tim Hortons cup that I'm drinking right now. But, like, are you drinking the Tim-Aid? Like, that wouldn't work. So, I just kind of got lucky that my name was Koo and it rhymes with cool and, you know, you feel me? So, I got lucky with this segment. I just ran with it. And, you know, you guys seem to really like it. So I'm happy for that. And I hope you guys enjoyed this week. I think my voice actually started to come back as I started to do this, which is going to be really annoying to hear from my fiance. Because my fiance said that, oh, watch, your voice is all losing now. And you're going to record the podcast. I'm going to listen to it the next day. And as the podcast goes on, you're going to forget about faking this voice losing. And I'm going to hear your voice come back towards the end because you're faking it. Which I'm not faking it. I legit... My voice was legit gone. I honestly feel like you can probably still hear my voice being raspy right now. It just doesn't sound as bad as it did at the beginning of the podcast. But either way, thank you guys for listening. Went a little bit of rant again. Sorry, I always go on these little rants. But thank you guys for listening. I'll catch you guys again on Monday. And I'll see you guys then. Peace out, everybody. Have a great weekend.